So she announced that she has a basal cell carcinoma on her nose. That's the most common type of skin cancer, and actually the most common type of cancer overall. So it's a very, very common form of skin cancer, and it's generally a good acting type of skin cancer. Very common, even about maybe a third of people in the white population will develop a basal cell carcinoma over their lifetime. These types of skin cancers, for the most part, do not spread to other parts of the body, but they are cancer, so they will continue to grow, and they'll grow locally if you don't treat them.
How severe are these carcinomas generally?
So in general, they're not dangerous, but they will continue to grow over time, and so they can grow for the lifetime of a person. So if they are not treated over the course of several years or even decades, they can become quite disfiguring, or they can kind of eat into surrounding tissue. So the idea is that if you can detect them when they're very small, which Governor Hochul's is very small, that you can treat it, and then it will be cured. There is a risk that the skin cancer can come back, but it's a very low risk if treated appropriately, usually only a, 1 or 2% chance that it would come back in that spot. More likely that a person would develop a new skin cancer elsewhere, though, just because it does put them at higher risk of growing skin cancers in the future.
Dr. Brady, what about in non-whites?
In darkly pigmented skin, it's actually very uncommon to have skin cancers, although that does not mean that people with darkly pigmented skin do not develop skin cancers. In my practice, the patients are predominantly white, but I do see a fair amount of Black patients, Asian patients, and Hispanic patients as well that develop skin cancers.
What ways can you prevent something like this from happening?
So things that you can do to protect yourself involve staying out of the sun during peak hours, usually between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., wearing sunscreen, being in the shade, wearing a broad-brimmed hat to protect your face. If there's anything that you suspect might be a skin cancer, certainly seeing a dermatologist so that they can diagnose appropriately what's happening. And there's, certain behaviors that can put you at risk as well, such as using tanning beds. So avoid using tanning beds or tanning in the sun, since we know that UV exposure is a high risk factor for developing these skin cancers as well.
And how difficult is it to detect this with the naked eye?
With the naked eye, a board-certified dermatologist should be able to identify these very easily. When they're identified, they're still biopsied just to confirm the diagnosis before any treatment happens. Some people, if they're not familiar with these types of skin cancers, may not be aware that they're a skin cancer. Basal cell carcinomas usually present on the more sun-exposed areas, and they usually look like a shiny, pearly, pink bump. And a lot of patients tell me that they thought it was a pimple that just didn't go away. So a bump that's been there for 3 months or so and is bleeding on its own, isn't really characteristic of your typical acne lesion. So a bump that didn't go away over the course of several months and bleeds on its own can be something that's suspicious. As far as treatment options, there's a few different options that can be treated. My guess is that what she's having done is what's called Mohs surgery, named after Dr. Fred Mohs, M-O-H-S. And so that is a type of surgical removal of the skin cancer. So my guess is that's what she's having done, since that's the gold standard standard of care treatment for a basal cell cancer on the nose. So that involves removing it, checking it underneath the microscope, making sure that she has clear margins, and then she would have some sort of reconstruction there as well. But hopefully everything is small, and eventually all those suture lines would fade into the background over time and probably won't be noticeable in the future.